Is weight loss stalled during intermittent fasting? Add this trick to double the effect. To lose weight, many people practice the 168 fasting, an intermittent fasting method that involves restricting your food intake to an 8-hour window each day and fasting for the remaining 16 hours, but even if it is strictly followed, some find the results less than satisfactory. When fasting does not work as expected, adding in a certain remedy can double the weight loss effect, Chen Jiwenru, director of Taiwan's On World Chinese Medicine Specialist Center, told the Epoch Times. The reason why the 168 fasting is so popular, as it can be easily integrated into one's routine by aligning it with sleep hours and skipping breakfast. Intermittent fasting is a meal pattern that has several health benefits, including improved heart health, reduced inflammation, enhanced cellular repair, and increased fat burning. The underlying principle is that after fasting for more than 12 hours, the body gradually switches to using fat as an energy source, as opposed to carbohydrates. When that happens, the liver begins to break down the fat inside the body and produces ketones to supply the body with the energy it needs. Reverse unsuccessful fasting effort. The results of the 168 fasting therapy vary from person to person. For some, 16-8 fasting doesn't lead to significant weight loss. This may be the result of two main factors, according to Chen. Body adaptability: the human body can become accustomed to the fasting schedule, diminishing weight loss effects over time, particularly in people who already consume minimal calories. Insufficient muscle mass: a sufficient muscle ratio can help burn more fat, but a lot of women miss out on exercise during their developmental years, resulting in a low musculoskeletal ratio, often below 20% as shown on body composition machines, which makes it easy to accumulate fat. The best way to solve the fasting period hiccup or to eliminate worries about muscle loss is to exercise for more than half an hour every day, Chen said. Engaging in aerobic activities for this duration can initiate fat burning, while strength training helps to build muscle mass. She said she found from her clinical experience that many of her patients relying solely on fasting for weight loss often lost both fat and muscle due to the lack of physical activity. Is fasting a must? Research shows that intermittent fasting may have a variety of health benefits, including weight loss, longevity, cell repair, improved heart health, stimulation of growth hormone secretion, and reduction of insulin resistance. So, should everyone try it? Chen noted that traditional Chinese medicine does not advocate fasting, but rather suggests a balanced and moderate diet tailored to individual needs. For those who find the traditional 168 fasting schedule challenging, they can switch to the 5:2 fasting method instead or the 1:1 fasting. These can also be effective in reducing overall calorie intake. Chen reminds three types of people who are not suitable for fasting: pregnant women who need sufficient nutrition, children in the development stage, patients with chronic diseases. Although many studies have shown that fasting can reduce insulin resistance and is beneficial to diabetic patients, it can also easily lead to unstable or low blood sugar, Chen said. Therefore, for diabetic patients, it is recommended for those with diabetes to practice fasting under medical supervision. Things to observe closely in exercise during fasting period. If you are worried about the impact of exercise in a low-energy state during fasting, you can pay attention to the following. Select light-intensity activities. Opt for gentle aerobic exercises such as walking, jogging, swimming, yoga, or qigong, while avoiding prolonged intense workouts. Time exercise around meals. Plan to exercise 1 to 2 hours after eating. For instance, if your 168 fasting window is from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., set your exercise sessions for around 12, noon, and 8 p.m.